Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just think, Andy, even if the marching orders are, hey, we know we're getting our quarterback down the road, blah, blah, blah. We have two first-round picks. Blah, we're going to load up with young talent. Don't worry about this year. You don't lose to the 1-11 Tennessee Titans, especially when your ownership is from Tennessee.
Do you think that the front office knows their fate already? The coaching staff knows their fate?
No, I don't think they do. Do you? The only way they know it is
I'm trying to remember. Did Andrew ever come out and talk about the Flacco trade?
Andrew who?
Andrew Berry. Did he ever come out and talk about the Flacco trade? I can't even remember. Berry. Yeah, he never did.
I remember hearing him speak a couple of times in the past. No, I just if they know their fate, Andy, then they know they're back. Except for one thing, things change. All the Haslams have to do is think that was just pathetic. I know that was pathetic. At the end of the year, we're changing this. And maybe they will.
What if they're saying it's our fault?
Well,
and they're not changing themselves.
Which could be the case. And then, you know, you kick it down the road and, you know, big swing and a miss and you get a year. Except that can change. That can change.
Dakota's in Cleveland. Press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
That was Andrew Berry.
Yeah.
Hi, Dakota.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Anybody call you Dak, like Dak Prescott? His real name's Dakota.
No, I go by Coda, kind of.
Oh, cool.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, we should have had that same energy with the Jets game. You know, you only have so many games on your schedule that are, you know, so-called gimme games where you should take that win, you know, and you're better than that team you're going up against. When you have a roster like we do right now, you know, there's some games where you just got to win them. This is obviously one of them, too, you know. I just feel like we should have had that same energy, you know, and the question should be more about I think Shador, you know, if he balls out in this game, are we going to give him his credit, you know, or are we're going to keep pushing the can down the road? Because I really want to use these picks on building the O-line and the receiving core around the quarterback. You know, I don't think you can just plug in a quarterback to this team and have him be successful if you don't build around him. You know what I mean? So I'm all right on drafting a quarterback. You know, that's just the way I feel about it. I hope we win this game because I do believe it's important, just like you're saying.
All right, Dakota, thank you very much. Dakota put that thought in my head.
Which one?
Draft two tackles.
I think he's not the only one. We've had many people say that to us.
I think that's right.
I think it'd be awesome if they
could. CJ's in Cleveland. Hey, CJ, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Okay, thank you. Big deal on Sunday or no?
What'd you say?
Is it a big deal on Sunday or not?
No, it's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. I think, like the last caller said, we didn't beat the Jets, and I kind of think that's the same situation. I don't really think it matters. I think we're all upset that because we don't know what's going on with the team. We don't know what Andrew Berry did. Did he have to do with this Deshaun Watson trade? Nobody knows. I think the best thing for the team to do is just go with their gut and make a decision. Like, there's no right or wrong answer, I don't believe, with this team. You just go out, you make whatever decision you have, and then you hope that that's the right decision. Like, everybody says draft O-lines, draft wide receivers, draft quarterbacks. Just draft the good players. Draft a good available player and see what you got from there. That's all that really matters.
All right, CJ. People not thinking this is that big of a game, Andy, apparently. Jeff's in Chesterland. Jeff, we've had a lot of guys named Jeff call the show lately. Jeff.
Yeah, I noticed that for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's a big deal, this game. I mean, the rest of the games aren't a big deal. Just because no matter what happens, we're not going to know what they're doing. We're going to have, just like the whole year, we have no idea what their plans were. Still don't know why they traded Flacco. They never explained it. So, I mean, I would go to the game. You know, last time I called in, you said, what would it take for me to go to a game?
Yeah.
I just want to see some entertaining football. I would pay my own way. I just want to see something.
Jeff, so, if they go out and lose to Tennessee, well, what do you think that means for the coaching staff? Honestly, I think it could be problematic.
Well, I said I think they have a free pass this year just because of the quarterback situation, how their whole direction changed. And I think I don't think Haslam wants to fire him and go through all that and looking for a coach. I just think he's going to stick to the course and see what happens next year with the quarterback. Like I said, we don't know if they're even going to draft a quarterback or if – you know, Watson will be starting. I mean, we have no idea. That's, as a Browns fan, we're all tired. We're just tired.
Amen, man. That might be the line of the year. We are all tired.
Jeff,
amen.
Wow. Listening to Jeff, well said. Well, it was. It kind of, I've thought all along, you know, since what happened, you know, on draft day and the trade and everything else. I kind of hope that they actually have a plan in place, Andy. And I hope the plan, and that you just rolled your eyes.
I don't know. Do you think they do? I
hope the plan is this. Hey, look, we know we're not going to be very good this year. I think they've doubled down on that when they traded Pickett and Flacco. And you could have traded one or the other, but you traded both. So you doubled down with two rookie quarterbacks. I would think, I mean, common sense tells you, if you know anything about the NFL, common sense tells you, okay, we don't have the most talented roster, and we're going to have two rookie quarterbacks. Well, that doesn't scream we're going to contend, does it?
Nope.
And so,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope they've had a plan. I hope that it's going the way they kind of thought it was or would. And I hope that they don't overreact and blow up a coaching staff that I think has some merit to it. In other words, don't react. If you lose to Tennessee, you lose to Tennessee.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about it.
Well, but I kind of hope that's the way it goes.
I don't think, again...
You know my thoughts on the roster and the coaching and everything else. I'm concerned that if it goes south on Sunday, that there's going to be overreaction and that it's going to carry way too much weight. I don't know either.
I think you're leaning into it just a little bit too much. Just a little. I'm not saying that you're wrong for leaning into it, but I just think the whole Tennessee angle you're taking on this thing, I just don't think it matters.
That's just a minor, more than, it's not the Tennessee geographic. We're from Tennessee.
It's a paper cut.
As much as it is this.
It's a paper cut. It's not a broken shoulder.
We're so bad that we lost to the 1-11 team that clearly stinks. That to me is where it could be like, forget everything we were doing. We're changing it. Chris is in Cleveland. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
How y'all doing?
What's up?
We couldn't be finer, Chris.
Man, I honestly feel like I hope Andrew Berry don't overthink this. It's very, very, very simple how you get out of this hole.
Oh,
you don't want to go into next year fishing for one of those quarterbacks. You got three of them on the roster. I honestly believe we should go through next season with what we already have, build the offensive line, and go from there. Like, we have to get rid of Kevin Stefanski. Reason we have the number one thing we need to do to get rid of Kevin Stefanski is because we now know that Kevin Stefanski may have accidentally sabotaged Deshaun Watson. And if that's the case, he is a great mentor. Leave him on the bench.
Where is that coming from, that he sabotaged Deshaun? How?
I feel like we didn't build an offense around Deshaun Watson.
And that's Kevin's fault? Or that's Andrew's fault?
I feel like I give more of the blame to Kevin than I do Andrew Berry.
But Kevin's not picking the players.
You don't like coach what's there.
I mean, if you want to have that take, I'm not having a problem with the take. It's just if you think they didn't give him everything he needed to be successful, then that's on Andrew. That's not on Kevin.
That's not Kevin's job. If Deshaun Watson leaves the Browns and goes to Miami or something, you will see the Deshaun Watson that you saw when he was with the Texans. I don't feel like it's over with. I'm not saying I want him to be our quarterback, but we have him on the roster. We're already paying him.
Sounds like he's here next year too. So,
yeah, and let him mentor the quarterbacks that we already have. But let's build this offensive line, because it doesn't matter who you put back there if we don't have an offensive line. You have to build the offensive line.
That's true. And remember, guys, let me just throw this out. Players aren't here to mentor.
And that's what coaches are for. That's why this team has more coaches than any other team in the NFL.
Players are not here to mentor. You have quarterback coaches. You have assistant quarterback coaches. You have assistant and offensive line.
Last year, I haven't counted this year, but they had 22 assistant coaches.
Players play. Now, can other players learn something by watching experienced players who have been there, done that? Sure, you bet they can. But you know, if you're gonna pay a coach, you're gonna pay a quarterback, what is it, 260, whatever it was? Well, that's good money for coaching, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's real good. Our buddy Cool Ray is with us. Cool Ray, welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Mr. Ray, how are you?
Hey, I think all the callers got it wrong. I think this is a huge game.
Cool Ray, I agree with you.
And I'm gonna tell you guys why.
Sell me on it. Yeah, why?
Who was the number one pick in this draft last year?
Mr. Ward.
Yes.
And who was the second best quarterback coming out?
Jackson Dart.
Come out of college until he fell to the draft?
Jackson Dart.
It was between Shador and Dart. So if you're going to do a litmus test, how fast you, if you want to compare Shador to the best quarterback that came out the draft, the number one pick, to see if you need to go get a quarterback, this is the guy. We all know that the team aspect of it, but you want to compare Shador with the number one quarterback who got drafted number one. Let's see what the skill set is.
Is that fair? Is that fair to Shador? I mean, he hasn't played nearly as much.
Pick up what you're learning. This is now Shador, your second game in. Second and a half game in, second start.
This will be third.
If you can pick up what we need you to do, and we got Watson and we got Gabriel, then we can then go build around you. Because now we can see that we don't need to go do that. If you lose, now we're looking at coaching strategy. Now we can start thinking about replacing the coaching staff, and we don't need to go get a quarterback, because we go break in a quarterback if it doesn't pan out the following year. Everybody is looking at this game as a 1-11 team. No, we're looking at the number one pick in the draft versus the quarterback came out fifth. But this is our future, maybe.
Cool Ray, I get it. That's another aspect of this game that I think is critical, but I do think it's interesting for the coaching staff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.